That's a Brandon, the tall one with a dreamy face. He was Brandon the shipwright, because he loved the sea. His tomb is empty. He tried to sail west across the Sunset Sea, and was never seen again. His son was Brandon the burner, because he put the torch to all his father's ships in grief. There's Roderick Stark, who won Bear Island in a wrestling match, and gave it to the Mormonts. And that's Torrhen Stark, the king who knelt. He was the last king in the north, and the first lord of Winterfell, after he yielded to Aegon the Conqueror. Oh, and there, he's Craegan Stark. He fought with Prince Aemon once, and the Dragon Knight said he'd never faced a finer swordsman. They were almost at the end now, and Bran felt a sadness creeping over him. Oh, and there's my grandfather, Lord Rickard, who was beheaded by Mad King Aerys. His daughter, Lyanna, and his son Brandon are in the tombs beside him. Not me, another Brandon, my father's brother. They're not supposed to have statues. That's only for the lords and the kings. But my father loved them so much, he had them done.
"The maid's a fair one," Usher said.
"Robert was betrothed to marry her, but Prince Rhaegar carried her off and raped her," Bran explained. "Robert fought a war to win her back. He killed Rhaegar on the Trident with his hammer, but Lyanna died, and he never got her back at all."